Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
To find out more about Joy 94.9, check out joy.org.au.
Hello, this is Reeve Nicholson. It's all right, I don't know who I'm either. You're listening to Dean and Andrew on Hide and Seek on Joy 94.9.
Oh, faggots.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, this is my floor. You're just dancing on it. So from the front to the back, I want to see where you at. I want you to shake what your mama gave you. That's right. Don't get high, what your mama gave you. Ha. Let my baseline make your brain you.
Tomorrow night at the Lead Hotel, they are celebrating 5 generations of Leathermen. It is the Lead Leathermen All-Stars event for a week of leather for AWOL. And, of course, the reigning champion is Ben Reith-Muller, who joins us now. Ben, you must be looking forward to tomorrow night to sign off finally.
I am. I'm very excited. I should be sad, I know. It should be, you know, a very poignant occasion, but it's hardly that at all. It's going to be brilliant. It's going to be so much fun. We have a crowd-pleasing night ahead of you all.
So let's give a bit of a rundown of what tomorrow night will look like. The last 5 years of winners of Lead Leatherman will be up on stage.
Indeed, we will.
Are you competing for anything? What's going on?
Well, we are competing for the best of the best, I suppose. in fact, well, no, let me be completely blunt and honest here, Dean. I don't think any of us have a clue what's going on tomorrow night. It's been one of the best guarded secrets in Melbourne's history, I would imagine. I don't think anyone knows any more than they absolutely need to know. I have heard a rumour that you're hosting the evening.
Well, no, The Apprentice is hosting.
Oh, right.
Yeah, I've got second billing. Not happy, Jan, quietly, but don't let that go any further. Dina Curry, along with The Apprentice, will be hosting the event. I'll be shoved out the back in the manhole.
The manhole.
Yeah. I'll be at the back in
the... Isn't it normally the other way around?
anyway, I will be with you and the other contestants.
Mm. And we will be doing live crosses, I believe.
We're doing live crosses to the main stage.
We have the video feed.
We have a live video feed from the manhole to the main stage.
Mm.
And I'll be there hosting that. So it's not quite a red carpet, but sort of.
Well, you've got the green room, and that's where all the action happens. Believe me, I've been there more than once.
You have indeed.
Yeah.
Now, there's a few surprises tomorrow night too, which we can't go into too much detail, but you're guaranteeing it will be a doozy.
It will be a doozy, and I know that there are going to be surprises for us as well. There are certain things about the night that I have no idea about what to expect. There are bits that I've had hints about. Everyone seems to know just what they need to know, and people are frantically swapping information, but no one really knows what's going to happen. I just know that it is going to be set up purely to please the crowd.
Your 12 months as Lead Leatherman, what's the main highlight? What are you most happy with?
I think it'll all come out in the speech tomorrow, but I think, you know, a lot of it has been based around the networking. It's well, not networking. That sounds so professional. That sounds... it's been about getting to know people. It's been about being out amongst it and being... becoming a familiar face and finding so many familiar faces, finding out what Melbourne's leather scene, what Melbourne's gay scene, what it's all about.
I know you won't take this the wrong way, but you were quite a shy guy when I first met you 12 months ago. You're a very different man today.
Yes, I won't take that the wrong way. That is very, very true. It's certainly been a year of growth for me, and a lot of that comes down to the people that I've been around and that I've been able to draw stuff from, draw an education from, draw support from, including yourself, young Dean. I have to admit, young Dean. It's been sensational what I've achieved over the year, and the complete variety, being busy, being out there amongst it. I'm starting to ramble now.
Should the opportunity arise in the future for others to participate in a similar event, what would you like to say to them?
I wouldn't miss it for the world. I've enjoyed every second of it. I'm not sad to see the year end because I know it's not over. Excuse me. It's an ongoing thing. I know that after tomorrow night, I'll still be a Lead Leather Man. I know that I'll still be a big part of the community. I'm not vanishing anytime soon. So even though there have been ups and downs, it's well worthwhile. And in 12 months' time, when this all comes around again, believe me, I can only encourage you to be part of it.
Ben Ruthmuller, you did it your way. And it was nice to see it done differently, I've got to say. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Ben Ruthmuller, Laird Leatherman 2012, signing off, really.
That's it. Goodbye. Well, not goodbye. Farewell, adieu. To you and you and you.
Dean Beck with you on Hide and Seek.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with Joy.